أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. Inshallah, tonight in this session we will begin as much as we can explain the Fatiha to the Kitab, the Al-Fatiha, where it is the opening of the Holy Quran. Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud, everyone knows Al-Fatiha, but Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud will recite, inshallah, for us Surah Al-Fatiha.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
When we begin recitation of the Holy Quran, as it is mentioned in Surah Al-Nahl, where Allah said, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, when you decide or you begin to recite Quran, begin with أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Begin with that verse, because فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, it is the opening of every recitation when you want to recite Quran. This is a comment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will see now the explanation of this verse, of this ayah, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, which is followed by بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, then followed by Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim until the end of the surah. So, A'udhu Billahi Min Ash-Shaytan Ar-Rajim has a lot of meanings, which we will try to summarize as much as we can. We cannot go in depth and explain everything. It becomes a book. So, we will try to cut it down and summarize it in order that it can give us some explanation and people can understand. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. If you come to a palace or you want to come to see a king, so what you do? You ask permission to enter. Or if you come to a house, you knock at the door to enter. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم is like knocking at the door, asking permission to enter into the divine presence. By rejecting shaitan and accepting rahmah. And that's why it is mentioned, it is necessary. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, Allah is saying, it is confirming to you, yani whenever you read Quran, you have to begin with أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Or else, shaitan will be riding you. You have to exclude him when you begin to recite Quran. And our problem today is that we do things without recitation of أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, without beginning with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And that's why our عمل is not completed. As Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, anything that doesn't begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it's something broken, has cannot be continued. كل عمل لا يبتدئ ببسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فهو أبتر. Any عمل that doesn't begin with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم is cut. So to come to بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم and begin recitation of Quran, you have to begin with أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And you cannot enter to recite the Holy Quran without the permission of the Holy Quran. Don't think the Holy Quran is deaf. Don't think the Holy Quran is what, when you cannot speak, what is that? Dumb. Holy Quran is nothing. The Holy Quran is not dumb. It's a Holy Quran can speak. It is Allah's ancient word. It's Kalamullah al-Qadimi. Allah al-Qadimi, Kalam al-Natiqi. Allah's word, ancient words are Natiq. Can speak by itself. It's like words of light, of nur. Comes up. Awliya can hear. Even in a dream, you can hear the recitation of Quran, is not? In dream, you wake up, you are reciting a verse or a surah. You feel you are continuing it even. So that is something that is not, is always spoken. Like when you put on computer or on a recorder a tape, you hear the words, what you call that? So that tape is what? That audio tape. When you put it in a machine, what happened? You will hear it. You play it. You will hear it. So what you hear? You hear the words coming out. That is an audio tape. What do you think about Holy Quran? If an audio tape can speak to you back after 100 years, you think it can speak to you after 1400 years from one time when it was revealed to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? 100 years ago, there was no tapes. There was tapes. People were taping. And you can hear what they have said 100 years ago with special machine. What do you think about Holy Quran? Those who really knocked the door by using A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim, asking the Divine Presence to enter in the Divine Presence, asking to enter in the secrets of Holy Quran, and asking permission and seeking permission from Holy Quran to recite Quran, you think Quran is not speaking with them? Even from 1400 years, Quran is not the key. Well, that's why you care, Kalamullah is not the key. The word that Allah's word that is always coming out. You can hear it. And that's only for those who knows, who comes through the door by adab, by respect, knocking at the door of the Holy Quran to open and learn and understand. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ قِرَاءَةَ الْقُرْآنِ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الدُّخُولَ فِي الْمُنَاجَاتِ مَعَ الْحَبِيبِ. And whoever wanted to recite Quran is not like we recite today, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Is to enter in a munajat. What munajat? An intimate conversation, ma'al habib, the one that whom you are reciting for, whom you love, means with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are entering into an intimate conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you come through the adab, the way which is the most respected way, by beginning the Holy Quran, as Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Nahl. وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. When you recite Quran, ask, knock the door by أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
So what you need when you enter into an intimate conversation with the one that you love? So what you have to clean? You have to clean what? Your tongue. So you have to clean your tongue, you have to clean your heart. How to clean your tongue? To say, Ya Rabbi, A'udhu, means Ya Rabbi, support me. I am seeking your madad. I am seeking your intercession. I am seeking your shafa'ah. I am seeking your istighatha. I am seeking means by you or in you to throw away shaitan from my tongue and my heart. A'udhu billahi. I am asking istighatha. What is istighatha, Tahir? Seeking help from you against shaitan. Cleaning yourself. Not reciting Quran as we recite and as many people recite and then someone come, they speak with him. They stop, they speak. Someone come, they stop, they speak. Television, they on, they look at the news and they read. And shaitan comes when you are reciting Quran, shaitan comes. And how he comes? By getting phone calls ringing all the day when you are speaking the Quran. To stop you from, to catch your reading. You are sitting and reading, and phones ring. When you finish, no more phones. Shaitan. So what you have to say? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. وقال أهل المعرفة هذه الكلمة وسيلة المتقربين. The people of knowledge, Gnostic, they said, this أعوذ بالله, this أعوذ بالله, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, or أعوذ, is the means for those who want our nearness. Means those who want the nearness of Allah, they use that word always, أعوذ بالله, أعوذ بالله, أعوذ بالله, أعوذ بالله, أعوذ بالله, أعوذ بالله. واعتصام الخائفين. And it is the protection of those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you fear Allah, you use A'udhu billah, A'udhu billah, A'udhu billah, because it protects you. So it is the way to bring you near to Allah, that one. It protects you because you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَفَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And for criminals, it is when it is their threshold, or it is they feel that they did something wrong, so they ask Allah forgiveness through أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَرَجْعَ الْهَالِكِينَ. Those who are going to be lost and to be destroyed or to be killed, it is their way back to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means those who think themselves they are sinners, it is their only way to repent and to return to their Lord by saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa mubasatatul muhibbin. And it is the way for the intimate conversation with your Lord because you love him. So you want him to be with you and to leave a way to protect you from the from shaitan when you say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. فَالْإِسْتِعَادَةُ مُقَدَّمَةٌ عَلَى الْقِرَاءَ عِنْدَ عَامَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. To say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, it is a must on every recitation of Quran. Before you recite your Quran, you have to begin with أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله الله. وأول ما نزل به جبريل عليه السلام على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الاستعاذة والبسملة وقوله تعالى اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Said أعوذ. When Jibril came to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the first that he revealed to Prophet was
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. First is التعوذ أعوذ and البسملة.
وعلم أن كلمات الاستغاثة ثلاث: صفاتية وأفعالية وذاتية، كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The word of أعوذ استعاذة. When you say أعوذ means استعاذة. When you are asking, seeking help of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, it is of three different description. First is صفاتية. It is a description. Means of Allah, of one of His attributes. You are describing one of your Lord description. When you say أعوذ, it is describing something that that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will explain it after. And أفعاليه أو فعاليه, it is an action that Allah makes, that Allah ordered through His when you ask Him something. And وذاتيه, and belongs to Him personally, to His essence. And it is described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith when he said, أعوذ برضاك من سخطك. أعوذ برضاك من سخطك. I am seeking forgive your happiness with me from your punishment. أعوذ برضاك من سخطك. And this is a description. Rida of Allah is a description. Sakhat of Allah is a description. Rida means satisfaction. Sakhat means something not, Allah is not happy with what you are doing, means He's going to give you punishment. So these two, what we call it sifatiyah, is a description way of the meaning of the word أعوذ بالله. The second is فعاليه أو أفعاليه, وهي وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك. Now Allah is, now first he was saying أعوذ برضاك من سخطك, is a situation of description of an attribute of Allah without the action, without a fa'al, without doing something. The second one is something that has to be done to you, which is بمعافاتك من عقوبتك, means to give me cure. So if you are sick, Allah is giving you cure, is an action, is something has changed in you. So that's why we call it fa'al. Action that happened on you. He's saying وَبِمْعَافَاتِكَ مِنْ عُقُوبَتِكَ, is to give me health and to give me cure from sending me under your punishment. And the third, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ, which is ذاتية, belong to the essence. I am asking, seeking you from you to you. بِكَ مِنْكَ, I am seeking in you from you. That belongs to the Zatullah. So this A'udhu has three descriptions. As we said, first is sifatiya, sifa, description, is an attribute describing something. Second is fi'aliya, is action, that is doing something. Third is Zatiya, belongs to the essence. And still we are with explanation of A'udhu. We didn't reach yet Billahi Min Ash-Shaytan Ar-Rajim. And I am cutting it down as much as possible. And now when we say A'udhu, after A'udhu what comes? Billah. Means I seek power, I seek support with the one that I can give support. A'udhu billah. I am seeking support from the one who can give support. I am seeking power from the one who owns the power. A'udhu billah al-qadir ala kulli al-maqdurat min jami' al-makhawif wal-afat. I'm asking support and power from the one who owns power and who can put everything down and raise everything up.
And it is said that all knowledges that Allah gave to this, to humanity in this universe, are found in the four holy books:
Zabur, Torah, Injil. No, there are four. Zabur, Torah, Injil. There is one more.
These four books, these four books, all of them, their knowledges are in Holy Quran. Holy Quran describes everything that came in these four books. كل العلوم في الكتب الأربعة وعلومها في القرآن. And all these four books are in Holy Quran. وعلوم القرآن في الفاتحة. And the whole knowledge of the Holy Quran is in الفاتحة. وعلوم الفاتحة في البسملة. And the whole knowledge that is in Bas and Fatiha are in the Basmala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And all ulum of Basmala is in Alba, Harfullah. The whole knowledge of four books are in the Holy Quran. The essence of the Holy Quran is in Al-Fatiha. The essence of Al-Fatiha is in Al-Basmala. And the essence of Al-Basmala is in the Ba. And later we will be coming to the explanation of Basmala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. من الشيطان. Oh Allah, I am seeking refuge in you from the shaitan who has been thrown away from your presence, from your mercy. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, لما عصى لعن وصار شيطان. When he made the sin, Allah cursed him and he became what? Shaitan devil. And what he did? Iblis, what he did? When Allah asked him to make sajda for Adam, what he did? He refused. Although Iblis didn't deny his Lord, he was making, before Adam, when Allah ordered him to make sajda to Adam, he was already worshipping. He was always in worshipness. And when Allah cursed him, he still believed in his Lord. And that's why he said, let me stand to be the judgment day. I will completely all of them, make them to fall astray. So he knew that Allah is his Lord. He didn't say, you are not my Lord. He didn't say, you have a son. He didn't say, you have daughters. He didn't say, Isa ibn Allah. He didn't say, Aziz ibn Allah. He said, you are my Lord. But because he did not make sajda, Allah cursed him. So, he did what? One sin. And Allah made him to be shaitan, devil. And put in every recitation of Quran to say, A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan. I am seeking Allah's help from shaitan. And he made one sin. What do you think about us? How many sins we have done? One, two, three, four. How many? Infinite, no number. That's jumping.
That's not the same. That's the jumping here. That Sheikh Abdul Haq did it. That's the sin is when you lie, when you cheat, when you deceive, when you do things that Allah didn't like, what you disobey Him. That is the sin. So Iblis disobeyed Him one time, Allah cursed him. And Allah made you to recite every time you are reciting the Quran to say, oh Allah, I seek refuge and safety through by you from shaitan. And Ibn Abbas said, صَارَ شَيْطَانًا فَدَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ بِهَذَا الْإِسْمِ بَعْدَ لَعْنِ اللَّهِ لَهُ. Allah, after Allah cursed him, his name became Shaytan, Iblis. Before what was his name? فَاسْمُهُ عَزَازِيلٌ أَوْ نَائِلٌ. He was, between angels, his name was Azazil. In paradise, in heavens, at that time his name was Azazil. Because Allah cursed him, he became Shaytan. It is said, in some of the Muslim Islamic seerah, that الشياطين في روضة الأخيار, it is said, that الشياطين ذكور وإناث يتوالدون ولا يموتون. Shaitan's devils that coming from Iblis, they are ذكور and إناث, male and female. And they يتوالدون, give birth, and they don't die. They are always multiplying. بل يخلدون, but they always be يخلدون, live forever in hellfire. شياطين. والجن ذكور وإناث. And jinn is different from shayateen. Shaitan is something, jinn is something. Shaitan is devil, follower of Iblis, and children of Iblis. Jinn is something else. Jinn is zukur wa inas, female and male, and they give birth, they have children, but they die. They don't live forever. And they will be judged in the judgment day. Shayateen, no need to judge. Hellfire. Directly. And angels are not male or female, Allah knows what. They do not multiply and give birth. They don't eat and they don't drink. It is said, Hukiya. This is a real story about Imam Al-Ghazali, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened on his heart Al-Mukashaf, Ilm Al-Kashf, after he was in doubt and Allah gave him that vision. He said, أن الإمام الغزالي محيي السنة كان مفتي الثقلين. He was the Muhyi Sunnah, he was reviving the Sunnah, he was always practicing the Sunnah, and he was the Mufti, not for ins only, but he was for ins and jinn. Any problem for jinn, they used to come to him, asking him for fatwa, for their problems. Also, ins, when they have a problem, they used to come to Imam Ghazali to ask him. One time, he asked jinn about what is going on, and they said, and ins, and they said that Az-Zamakhshari, who was very well known at that time, wrote a book fi tafsir, in explanation, wa balagha ila nusfi, and he reached half of the tafsir. He wrote half of the book, he explained half of the book, and he reached half. He ordered the jinn to bring for him that book, without Az-Zamakhshari. So they brought the book. In one glance, the book was in front of Imam Ghazali.
فطلب منهم أن يأتوا به فأتوه فكتب جميع ما ألفه ثم وضع النسخة في مكانه. He wrote everything
that what he already wrote, and they still turned back the copy to its place.
He wrote what the Baksha wrote. He copied it completely and he put it, and he returned the book of the Zabakhshari back.
So when Zabakhshari came visiting him, he was showing him the book that I look this book. Zabakhshari looked and he was tahayya, he was stunned. وقال إن قلت هو لي وأنا خبأته وما طلع عليه أحد غيري. If you say this is mine, I have hide it and no one saw it. And if you say it is yours, how you wrote the same what I wrote? Nothing been changed. Even the full stop, even the period, even the hamza, even the shadda, even this or even that. That is impossible. So what kind of power you have to make this book?
قال الإمام الغزالي زمخشري, this is your book. Take it. It is not ours.
How it came to you?
It's the same copy. I have it. I hope. Why was it still there? He said they brought it to us because you were a big alim, and he was one of the Mu'tazila Zamakhshari. You were a big alim, but you never believed in jinn. And this jinn brought me that book. And we copy it, like photocopying machine. They have photocopying machine now. So jinn, they make one photocopy at that time. So see the power of jinn? This is, to jinn is nothing. So awliya has better photocopying machine, has better computer when they want to use jinn power. And if they use heavenly power, they are far beyond jinn. That's why when you say A'udhu Billah, I am seeking istighatha and help in Allah. What do you think Allah is going to give you? That's why awliya, when they enter in the secret of A'udhu Billah, need asking madad by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah opened to their heart. ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Not an eye has seen, not an ear has heard, not something came to the heart. It's impossible, something beyond description when Allah wants to open on His awliya. فاعترف في مجلسه. At that time, Zamakhshari agreed that there are jinn.
And that doesn't mean that jinn knows the ghaib. That has nothing to do with the ghaib. As Allah said in the Holy Quran, تَبَيَّنَتْ الْجِنَّ أَنْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبَ مَا لَبِثُوا فِي الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ. When Sayyidina Sulaiman put the jinn in hard work, they said if they knew the unseen, they would not have work, because Sayyidina Sulaiman ordered them to build the temple, his temple, and he stood on the minbar with his stick and he died. And they were working. They are afraid from him. And they never knew that he died until Allah sent the worm, ate the stick. And when ate the stick broke. Sayyidina Sulaiman fell down. And they said that verse. If they genuinely knew the light, they would have known that Sayyidina Sulaiman died long time, and they would not have finished building the temple of Sayyidina Sulaiman. It is said, it's jinn, it's not shayateen. I'm speaking about jinn. Jinn are mu'min. Some mu'min, some non-mu'min, like a human being, mu'min and non-mu'min, believer and non-believer. He said, the reality is, it's
their bodies is hawaiya. It's air body. It's not a body. It's like air. Can take any form it likes. It's not something that has physical, has a density, not no density for them. وَقِيلَ نَارِيَا. And it is said also it is from fire. Or from air, hawaii. قَادِرَ عَلَى التَّشَكُّلْ بِأَشْكَالٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ. Can be, can take any picture it likes. Can take any form it likes. And it shows, you see it like a form, but it is really not a form. It's like transparent. بأشكال مختلفة كالإبل والبقر والغنم والخيل والبغال والحمير والطير وبني آدم. It can take any form. As you mentioned, camel, sheep, cows, donkeys, horses, snake, animals, lions, anything can take a shape. لها عقول وأفهام. It has brain and intelligence. It is clever. What you call them? Asfiya. What you call this outer limit? Not alien, but you saw they are their intelligence. Asfiya means they are very highly intelligent beings. They call it a name, something like that. Huh? Celestial, no, they call it intelligent beings that coming from above. That is the jinn and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described them in Holy Quran. And then there are the spiritual beings that they are holy and they are highly lifted up, are the angels. And they are very near the divine presence. And then it goes explaining the different levels of angels. Do you want to hear that or we summarize it? And the angels, those are al-mukarrabun, those who are the closest to the divine presence, are called, they are two different kinds, al-mashaiyun wal-ishraqiyun. Al-mashaiyun, those who has intelligence. Wal-ishraqiyun, those who are being created completely from light. They emit light from them. The other angels emit intelligence. They are very intelligent creation. That from them, they throw intelligence everywhere. And they call al-mashaiyun. Al-ishraqiyun means al-nuraniyun. They emit light. And the highest of them are Hamalatul Arsh. And Hamalatul Arsh are يَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ ثَمَانِيَ. In Akhirah, they are eight more. In now, before Akhirah, they are four. And we call them Hamalatul Arsh. Hamalatul Arsh wa hum al-an arba'a. Wa yawm al-qiyama thamaniya. And then you have al-hafoon. Those who are in circumambulating around the throne. Al-hafoon hawlahu. When you go around, in circumambulating around Kaaba, they are in circumambulating around the Arsh. Then you have the angels of Al-Kursi, Malaikatul Kursi. It's different from Malaikatul Arsh. ثُمَّ مَلَائِكَةُ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Then the angels of heavens.
Heaven, tabaka of layer after layer of heavens. Heaven full of angels.
Then you have the angels of that carry the winds and carry these universes that are moving them. Then you have the angels that move the stars. Then you have the angels that they are controlling the planets.
ثُمَّ مَلَائِكَةُ الْبِحَارِ ثُمَّ مَلَائِكَةُ الْجِبَالِ ثُمَّ مَلَائِكَةُ الْأَرْوَاحِ الْمُتَصَرِّفَةُ فِي الْأَجْسَامِ.
Then you have the angels that they have, Allah gave them authority on anything being created on this planet, from human being to animals to trees to any smallest cell that you can imagine, like virus, is being controlled by angels.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and this is what has been opened to the heart of Sahaba and to the heart of Tabi'een, that it reached to us today from the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah forgive us, and inshallah next time we will continue the meaning of ar-rajim. Now still if we finish a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan, next time we begin with ar-rajim. And then we begin, inshallah, tafsir. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmatil Fatiha.